Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, hanging out in the studio, the Solidarity Realty Studios, with my friend Jesse, who's filling in for Brian this afternoon. We're taking your phone calls at 844-967-2789. You can follow this show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. You can follow the station on Twitter at Devil Radio 927 or at WAUK Radio. You can also stream this fine program on Facebook, broadcasting live to Facebook at the Devil Radio 927 Facebook page. And Jesse, we've got a number of phone callers that we're going to get to here before the end of the show, but I got a quick breaking news story from wispolitics.com. I got J.R. Ross reporting that an update in the Wisconsin absentee ballot drop box. A split state Supreme Court declines to allow unmanned absentee ballot drop boxes in the April 5th election after previously ruling they are okay for Tuesday's primary, February 15th. So this is going to be some pretty confusing news, I guess, Jesse, and I have a feeling it's going to be working its way through the courts still between now and April 5th. But just an update for everybody. Absentee ballot drop boxes, good to use between now and February 15th primary, Tuesday's primary here in the state of Wisconsin. But beyond that, it seems like it's going to be a little bit more questionable.
So the ruling is basically that they're not taking a stance on it yet.
Sounds like they're going to take a stance on it, though,
after Tuesday.
Yes, before the April 5th primary.
This is exactly the kind of thing that gets people disengaged from politics, right, in general, right? It's
The rules keep changing, so why do I even bother keeping up?
Yeah, why should we play a football game if, you know, the first quarter we're going to have four downs? Maybe we'll add a fifth down if my team doesn't win.
Maybe we'll take two away and we'll do three downs in the half once we are winning. 8 yards
for a first down. Yeah. Hey, it's F it Friday. Why not?
Exactly, and it's a news dump Friday, too. So, of course, the state Supreme Court is issuing some rulings on some absentee ballot rulings the Friday before a primary election here in the state of Wisconsin. Just
not
a lot of fun,
a,
folks.
Yeah, we don't have a partisan Supreme Court or anything that's...
Not at all. No, not at all. But we're going to the phone lines. We got enough time in this segment as well. You can still give us a call. 844-967-2789. Up next, we got Wisco Paul this afternoon. Wisco, what's on your mind today, man?
Hey, happy Friday, boys. I'm on board with Dick. Merrick Garland needs to get off the dime. Trump is really overboard with this. And as far as Senator Johnson goes, when you're not going to fight for Wisconsin jobs, particularly in Oshkosh, is where you live.
His hometown.
Union jobs, I might add. Yes, and union jobs, good jobs, at least going to try to fight for them. I mean, give me a break. That alone disqualifies him to be a senator in the state. You can't. He. I don't know how he wins after this. So anyway, you guys have a great weekend. Thanks.
Appreciate the call, Wisco. Well, and hope you have a great weekend as well. Go ahead, Jesse.
That's the thing, is that Republicans are just bad with money, right? Which is astounding because they've really branded themselves as being the money guys, right? There's
the
a couple
fiscally
of
responsible people, apparently. Allegedly. Well, that's what they say, allegedly.
I mean, specifically, Ron Johnson married into his money, mm-hmm, right? That's how he got hold of that plastics plant. And it was, we just discussed, if he would have just stuck his money 12 years ago into like a mutual fund or something pegged to an index, he'd be doing better. Same thing with Trump. Trump is worth about $3 billion now.
Allegedly.
And by all accounts, he would be worth more like 12 if he had taken his inheritance all those years ago and just stuck it in an index fund and did nothing with it.
Mm-hmm.
He's a loser. Who bankrupts a casino, for Christ's sake?
The house always wins, except when it's the Trump casino, because it's just a money laundering front.
Literally. I mean, seriously, if I was running Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2016, I would have had one commercial and it would just shown his ridiculous face looking sad and then saying, who bankrupts a casino, for Christ's sake, and then just ran that, and that would be it. That would be the entire campaign.
That'd be the ad buy for Jesse.
We got
Don over of Madison texting in as well on this point. Wisco Paul, Don here in Madison says Russian Ron Johnson is telling you that he thinks that his money can be an issue that hurts him. He is, quote, getting out in front of his problem. So that is Don from Madison's take, saying that maybe Rojo's a little scared of the fact that he has doubled his wealth in his time as a senator. Might be a little bit of a political liability for him in his quest for re-election here in the state of Wisconsin this fall.
That's not a bad take.
Not a bad take at all. And we got enough time for one more take. We got Mark from the SAC calling in this afternoon. Mark, what's on your mind?
Yeah, if that's the metric that Ron Johnson wants to bemoan, I mean, that his service to the, you know, in the Senate should not be his personal wealth. It should be what he's done for the people of the state of Wisconsin. I mean, it's just horrible. I mean, it's like it's been brought up. I mean, not fighting for jobs in Oshkosh, you know, that putting good, you know, 21st century jobs there in Oshkosh, you know, maybe producing electric vehicles for the post office, which makes complete sense. I mean, for stop-and-go traffic, I mean, those electric vehicles are perfect for that rather than, you know, guzzling gas or diesel or whatever fossil fuel. I mean, that Ron Johnson is just, I mean, that's what you say. He cares about himself. I mean, by his making that, bemoaning that fact, is he cares about himself before he cares about his constituency. I mean, it is his constituency. It just is Ron Johnson in a nutshell. And I mean, for him, I'd be running ads on that. His metric is about him. It's all about Ron Johnson. It's not about the people of Wisconsin or the people of the United States. It's about Ron Johnson, and that's what he said. That's what that message is to me.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, Mark.
CJ and, yep.
Absolutely, and we appreciate your call. And yeah, and it is important to point out that the other senator from Wisconsin, Senator Tammy Baldwin, has lobbied Oshkosh Defense to bring those 1,000 or more jobs of creating those vehicles for the U.S. Postal Service to bring those to Oshkosh. So Senator Tammy Baldwin is doing what she can to bring those jobs to our state rather than South Carolina, but it will be interesting to see. And Jesse, we've had so many great callers on this Friday news dump that we didn't even get to one of the other stories, but I can give an update before we take off for the weekend. The Racine County District Attorney will not be going forward with charges against the five commissioners on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, all five of the commissioners besides Bob Spindell, who is a fraudulent elector, by the way. But the Racine County Sheriff had put forward those charging recommendations back at the end of last year, towards the end of last year. And the district attorney today announced that she does not feel comfortable moving forward with those charges. She wanted to. She was upset with the fact that the individuals in the nursing homes did not have special voting deputies come in and bemoan the decision by the Wisconsin Elections Commission amid the pandemic to not send special voting deputies in. But she said that she was not going to move forward with charges.
Real quick, I'd like to
charges.
Just explain to people what that even means, because I've been a special election deputy. You get specific training from the city clerk. You learn the rules, and you are helping people fill out a form in a way that other people are going to help them fill it out anyway, especially in a assisted living situation, but without training. So in that case, you're
and
applying.
That training did still happen virtually over Zoom for the individuals
right.
in the nursing homes.
That's right.
So, folks, you've
deputies
been listening.
Deputies are a good thing.
Yes, deputies are a good thing. And just the fact that we were keeping nursing homes pretty well locked down amid the pandemic to stop the spread of the deadly virus was just the reason for that ruling. So, folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Really appreciate Jesse filling in for Brian this week while he's been constructing and bringing out new stations to life here on our network of little radio stations.
Forging radio waves
exactly.
from scratch.
Folks, have a great weekend. Devil's Advocates are up next. Wisconsin!